This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant on Friday against Russian President Vladimir Putin, an exceedingly rare step for the world body, accusing the Russian leader of the war crime of illegally deporting hundreds of children from Ukraine. The ICC President Pyotr Hovmansky.
This is an important moment in the process of justice before the ICC. The judges have reviewed the information and evidence submitted by the prosecutor and determined that there are credible allegations against these persons for the alleged crimes.
He goes on to say the execution depends on international cooperation. Moscow has repeatedly denied accusations that its forces have committed atrocities during its one-year invasion of its neighbor and branded the court's decision as null and void with respect to Russia. Friday's warrant requires any of the court's 123 member states to arrest Putin and transfer him to The Hague for trial if he sets foot in their territory. U.S. President Joe Biden offered brief responses to that decision. Meanwhile, for now, Chinese President Xi Jinping is still planning to meet with the Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow next week and highlighted China's aspirations for a greater role on the world stage. But hours after Friday's announcement of the trip, the international arrest warrant was issued for Putin on war crimes charges, taking at least some wind out of the sails of China's big reveal. Again, the International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant against Russian President Vladimir Putin, and a rare step for the world body, accusing the Russian leader of war crimes of illegally deporting